Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
No. But are we actually on? Are we live now?
We're recording. Technically, it's been recording. I don't know when I actually start the episode. I feel like I have to start it when you start talking about that. Because then it, you know.
Well, we need to, do you have
a lead in
then?
Should.
Sure.
We should. Right.
I can use.
introduce everybody.
All right.
Can we play some music or something?
My name is Ryan.
No, we don't need music, do
okay,
we?
Okay, fine.
Do we?
Well, you don't.
You're the one editing.
No, we don't. I have the one that you.
See?
Okay.
Yeah. It's got one already.
All right. Well, my name is Ryan. I'm joined by Pastor DJ Laura, Dana Moshevsky, and Sarah DeYoung. Well, how's everybody going to know who's here?
You have it recorded.
Oh.
You said we're recording.
Oh. Well, never mind then.
Actually, you might not. I don't know. Who cares?
Now
whatever.
Okay. Now,
so Ryan, how's it going, man?
Good.
Welcome back.
You've been gone for so long.
It has been a long stretch.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. A hot second. Mm-hmm. Is that proper?
I don't know. That's out.
Well, what is a minute and what is a hot second?
I thought it was a hot minute.
I thought it was a hot minute.
I thought so too.
Oh, is it? All right, I'm not as hip as I used to be. Okay, yeah, I was in Nicaragua. It was a lot of fun, and while I was there, I dodged 3 natural disasters.
You did?
Well, I don't know if one can be qualified as it. One was a blizzard that was happening here.
Well, real quickly, that's right. Before you get into it too much, though, I'm just curious, with you going over. National borders. Last time you were like
as a wanted man.
Yeah, wanted man, enemy number one.
I
Interpol.
Any fun signs this time?
I got all cleared up.
Interpol was all over that. Did you?
Nope, no troubles.
No troubles.
No, nope, went slid right.
Did you
get
like a guy on the inside now, or
no? I just they fixed that last time before I left. Thankfully.
He didn't hold up your picture and look at you and look at the picture and look at you and look at you at the picture and be like...
That'd have been a heck of a surprise.
Welcome back, Mr. Janky. We have some men who would like to speak to you.
It was pretty slick, but on the way back, when we came to Miami, one of the people who was with us, my cousin's boyfriend, got called off to the side.
Oh.
And he had to go like in a back room.
Ooh,
and cool. I was like, uh-oh. And I had been messing with everybody all week long, if you can believe any of that. And so when, I don't know if you've been to through the customs area of Miami Airport before.
I have not.
But you come in and you go through and show them your passport, all that stuff.
I remember going through a scanner and it was like... It was a much shorter line
because
of the people going in through that security part, and you have to like claim stuff. And
yeah, for sure. Well, so when you go through there, they check your passport and everything, and then they let you through, and then you walk down a long hallway past all these kiosks of people checking passports, and then you go around a corner and down an escalator and into the baggage area. So I'm like... Everybody left, and I'm looking, and he's not back yet. And I'm going, uh-oh. And then the security guy comes up, and he goes, can I help you? And I said, yeah, my friend, he got taken back there. Can I wait for him here? Walk slow. So I walk slow, and he's not coming. And then I get down to the baggage claim, and there's my cousin, and I said, hey, they took him back behind the wall. No, they didn't.
They did.
No, they did not.
So no one believes you anymore since you give him such a hard time?
He is the actual boy who cried wolf.
No.
Boy who cried TSA? Or?
So then I'm like, do you see him behind me? Because you came down the same path I did. They're not going to let you just hang out back there.
Right.
Uh-oh. So then here he comes. Evidently, he looks like... somebody they're looking for.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Woo.
So, yeah, because I guess he was like, what the heck? This is the second time this has happened to me. And they just went to Mexico.
He's on some sort of list.
They just went to Mexico. So I haven't heard if he got detained there. He didn't really get detained. But
you would think before that trip, though, like another trip, he'd maybe, like... trim some facial hair.
Yeah,
throw a streak in his hair or something.
Do something.
Mix it up. Get a nice
face tattoo.
You've traveled with my daughter, Addie, before, right?
Uh-huh,
on a plane.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When she was little, whenever we flew, which wasn't a lot, but it was a few times, every single time, she was stopped.
Really?
Like, yeah, they just looked at her like she's like, trouble.
Sus.
Yeah, she had that shifty look in her eyes.
They're
yeah.
like, they definitely stuff something in the baby.
Yes, this six-year-old is going to be.
Well,
the
one
issue.
Time it was we came back here. We were living in I think we were in Philadelphia at that time. It doesn't matter. We were either in on the East Coast or the South, and we flew here. And in the Minneapolis airport, I think that's where we flew out of. When we were here, we went to Space Aliens, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
And she won after getting like 1,000 skee ball tickets, a little like thimble of slime, right?
Okay.
Like this kind of slime that the kids make.
Mm-hmm.
And
is the slime not allowed?
In the Minneapolis airport, they confiscated
how
the
many
slime.
Ounces of it? Well, how many ounces was it?
An ounce like, and a half. Like,
oh, okay.
It was just like a little travel size
yeah.
thimble
sure.
of slime because, you know, it was like 1,000 skee ball mm-hmm. tickets. Yep. You know, if it was 2,000, maybe she'd have
then
like
it would
have
been a full
thimble.
Size.
It would have been over the 3 ounces.
Yeah.
Been a problem.
But they pulled it out. They're like, what is this? So she's like, it's slime. Like, you can't have this.
I always find it
so
funny.
I think he took it to play with his own kids.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there on his break, like,
wow.
fidgeting. I think the
they
funniest
don't give
part
him fidget
of this,
toys,
though,
so he had to confiscate yeah. his own,
is I just was babysitting for my cousin and her husband who went to Vegas, and her first time flying, they did carry-ons only, and I get a call, and this is just such a Fargo-specific thing, and she's like, hey, so we had too many liquids, so we're just going to leave it at the front desk with your name on it. You can come pick it up. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, thinking it'll be like a bottle of hairspray or something.
Right.
It was a whole, like, grocery sack of, like, cologne, hair product, like,
did they
lotion.
Not?
I don't know. But I was like, only in Fargo. Be like, oh, we'll come back for this. So-and-so is going to pick it up. We'll just leave it at the counter. And they did. I walked up. I was like, I'm Sarah DeYoung here to pick up some items that weren't able to go. Oh, yep, here you go. Like,
I want to know how they were, like,
questions.
Not at all clued into the idea that, like, you
well,
can't.
Well, and he flies regularly, so I think that was my bigger, like, what you doing? Come on now.
Because how do you live in today not knowing that there is a limit on liquids on a plane?
I know people who have not flown since before 9/11.
Mm-hmm. But even, like, if you've never flown, like, isn't it kind of just like a.
Some people just don't do the research.
Yeah.
A thing that people, you hear about.
Like a common
right?
yeah. knowledge.
Yeah. I don't know. But what I do know is that I dodged 3 natural disasters.
Oh, yeah. Blizzard.
A blizzard here. And while we were in Nicaragua, we went to the Pacific Ocean. We were hanging on the beach, having a good time. And then it was time to go. And all of a sudden, I get a text message from my cousin showing me that there was an earthquake like 20 miles from where we just were right off the coast like 20 minutes ago.
Good wow. grief.
Yep. So we missed that. And then, so we were supposed to leave Nicaragua at 7:00 on Tuesday morning. And then I wake up Tuesday morning. We got up early, like 4:30, to get to the airport, you know, get where we needed to go. Mm-hmm. I have a text message from American saying, yeah, you're not making your connections because your flight's not leaving until, it was like 2 this afternoon or something.
Oh, wow.
What? So I call, yep, that's the deal. And so because I miss all these connections, I will fly to Miami, and then I will fly to Chicago, and then I'll spend the night in Chicago, and then I'll fly to Fargo. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I go through. Actually, mine was first from Miami to D.C. to Chicago, spend the night in D.C., and then the next day fly to Chicago and Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I am not doing that. So then I was able to get from Miami to Chicago, but I still had to spend the night. So, and one of the friends in our party, he wound up doing the to DC, spending the night in DC and then flying to Chicago. And he actually flew, we met in Chicago and then he flew back here with me.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin with the boyfriend who the TSA doesn't like,
mm-hmm.
We got to Miami. At
the guy who looks like a guy that they're looking for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get to Miami that evening, like at whatever time, 7, and they find out they got to spend, not only do they have to spend the night in Miami, but they don't fly out to Chicago until like 9 o'clock the next night.
So oh, they had a whole day in Miami.
They had the whole day in Miami, and then they had to spend the night in Chicago yet.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, when I flew into Chicago, it was that Tuesday night, and I've got video on my phone. We're flying in, and it's late, and all of a sudden I see this flashing out the window. I'm like, what the heck is that? So I look over, and it's the coolest lightning storm you've ever seen in your life. I was like, wow, that is awesome. I got to get video of this. So I take video as long as I can, and the plane turns and on and on. And we land, and I told the people, hey, you're getting me a hotel. I am not spending the night in here. Mm-hmm. So they give me a hotel, go to the hotel. We get outside, and I'm like, it's wet out here. Like it had just rained, you know. Mm-hmm. And so go to the hotel, spend the night. It was like 4.5 hours at the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the next morning I go down for the shuttle and these people are talking about the tornado.
Oh, that's right.
I said, what tornado? There was a tornado. I said, where? Here. What? Yeah. Last night at whatever time, it was the time that I was seeing all the flashing.
Yeah. Oh.
There was a tornado and the guy said it was complete mayhem in O'Hare. Like, people running for the tornado shelters and into the bathroom.
You're kidding. And you guys are flying down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why I'm like, where are we going? Like, it took forever. I can see Chicago.
They had to reroute around the tornado.
I can see Chicago for like 45 minutes or something like that. Yeah. They must have rerouted.
They're dodging the tornado.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yep. So I dodged the earthquake, a blizzard, and a tornado.
You're literally hitting all.
And
yep.
If only you had a hurricane in Miami, you would have hit.
Yeah, right.
And get this. Now I did not go on this tour. I stayed back at the resort that we were at in Managua, which is the capital of Nicaragua. Everybody else wanted to tour the volcano. There's a bunch of active mm-hmm. volcanoes there, and they wanted to go to the nearest one to Managua. And I was like, I got like 3.5 years to get my daughter to 18. And
Yeah. Then I can do stupid stuff like volcano.
10 more years to the life insurance matures.
then I can get crazy. So they go and they tour this volcano, and like 2 weeks after we get back, guess which volcano starts spitting?
It erupts. Good grief.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. So this is what I've learned.
Stay with him, Ryan.
I don't know. This is what I don't.
Travel with him.
No. Ryan's the king of near misses.
That's my question. Do you travel with Ryan or
safe.
Do you not? Because, yes, he's encountered all of these things, but he's somehow avoided them.
I'm in a bubble.
Every single one.
I'm in a bubble.
You know,
indestructible.
So what I don't understand is, are you unlucky because you've encountered all of them, or are you lucky because you like avoided all of them?
Let's also throw in the fact of like, let's think of all these natural disasters Ryan has encountered all the times he's traveled, and the only time he's gotten injured is doing a line dance.
Doing the church clap.
So I think that kind of answers the question.
Now, I will say this, I'm a little bit torn, because when we were in Alaska, the time that I ruptured my Achilles, mm-hmm. there was an earthquake. The guys were all downstairs and the mm-hmm. girls were upstairs, and the girls felt it. We had no idea that there was an earthquake because we were below ground and couldn't feel it. We were 20 miles from that earthquake in Nicaragua. I mean, what's the worst that could have happened where we were at?
Mm-hmm.
You know? That would have been nice to, ooh.
What was that?
Feel a little earthquake.
Ooh, a jolt.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Taiwan got beat up.
Have any of you ever been in an earthquake before?
No. I live.
Blizzards and tornadoes are what I stick to.
In the central part of the
Oklahoma
country.
Gets earthquakes all the time.
Oklahoma does. And actually, if Yellowstone would erupt, you'd be toast.
Oof. Well, we'd all be toast if Yellowstone
like
erupts.
Almost all of us would be. So I'm. That's fine.
Pick your poison. You live. My brother always brags about, the Washington, Seattle's so beautiful. Yeah, till the tsunami comes and you fall into the ocean.
I was watching a TikTok about it's a British guy. Someone was reacting to this British guy's YouTube video about all of the, like, natural disasters and weather patterns that don't exist in England. And pretty much we have every form of natural disaster in some form in this country.
He's
like, we don't have any of this in England. And I'm like, cool.
Time to move.
You can't live anywhere in the U.S. and not have some sort of natural disaster.
You can't get a tsunami in Washington. That's why they've never had them.
Oh, there's a whole video on the Discovery Channel about the great tsunami that's going to come and wipe out the entire Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it can't happen. Really? I found this out after you've seen San Andreas with The Rock. have you seen this movie? And they have the huge earthquake, and then they have the huge tsunami. What's so funny?
Ryan, I'm scared that the next sentence you said is going to say, well, you know about the blizzards. Have you seen Day After Tomorrow?
No, that's not right. The reason I bring this movie up was because I was researching after this movie because there's a huge tsunami that wipes out San Francisco.
Yes.
The fault.
The way the lines are, we're higher, so they has to go.
And it shifts in a different direction that won't. Hit
in San Francisco. I'm not talking San Francisco. I'm talking the Pacific Northwest.
We're all on the same.
Yeah, they're
plate,
the
though.
Same.
No. It's a different fault line.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. There's
I'm gonna look it up.
There's one fault line that like all of California will go into the ocean.
They've like, been saying that poof. Since we were kids.
Listen, I saw Superman in 1978, and all it takes is a well placed nuclear missile. And Nevada's beachfront property, baby. Yeah.
Also, does it fall exactly along state lines?
So man, could nice you imagine if Vegas was on the beach?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, it can't happen. Your brother's safe.
The Rock said
Otisville,
so.
Right there.
No, The Rock didn't say so. The Rock had a big tsunami, but you can't have one there.
Do I believe Hollywood or do I believe the Discovery Channel? Well, I mean, probably both. But
they're all owned by Disney. They are.
It's all Disney.
It's all the all right.
Dana. And hey, they're headquartered out of California, so they...
Now, I am not a geologist or whatever you'd have to be to know these things. So Dana's checking into this for us. Our crack research team.
Me and my iPhone and Google.
The Google machine.
So what I hear you saying, though, is that the earthquake would go... into the mainland so that the mainland would be higher than the shifting of the fault.
I think the way that it would shift is it would scoot the water like to the north or the south.
Right. Yeah. So the water would go.
It goes towards Japan.
Yeah. Rather than towards the U.S.
That's why they get so many tsunamis.
And Hawaii. Yes. Hawaii gets tsunami warnings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Just telling you.
Could be Godzilla. You never know.
Well, that could be too. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Of course I'd you have.
My point being.
They are different fault lines.
Ha!
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they'll get a tsunami.
But when California cracks off, goes down.
You know, we have such a diverse group of listeners. The meteorologists or the geologists out there,
yeah.
The Rock, if you will. let us know. I think he owns that now. He's now officially the
San Francisco?
Dwayne Johnson is now like officially can be the called Rock. The Rock.
Oh, I thought
he owns
meant,
the license for that.
I thought you like meant he owned the San Andreas Fault.
He owns everything now. So anyway.
Hair care line.
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
The marketing is fantastic on it.
Well, it's got a cool name, too. It's got like a Samoan name, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I'll pull it up on my Google.
Never heard of it.
Because I'm still listening.
Like you're still on fault lines.
Yeah.
Well, and so no matter where you are, somewhere in the country, there's going to be something that's terrifying that can totally like mess you up. I mentioned earthquakes because I experienced a lot of earthquakes when I lived in Washington State, but they were all just like little ones. So you'd feel like the house would rumble a little bit. You might see a picture swing on the wall.
Ooh, my apartment does that when it gets really windy.
That happens. Grand Forks does that a lot too.
So here you get wind. And what
Dana
else
lives
get?
In a skyscraper.
You know, I was going to say this, Ryan, when you were talking about, you know, them talking about this tornado at Chicago. you know that's an international airport when people are running towards a tornado shelter instead of like doing the Midwestern thing of trying to look outside. Like, to see
right?
Well, how bad is it?
See, that's the problem though. It's like a house of glass. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't there. Well, I just saw the video.
I know I've said this before, and I think I've said this on our podcast before too. But I love the city of Chicago. I really do. It's a great city. There's no good way to get into that place. And
into
O'Hare, I loathe O'Hare.
You know, I've never had a problem there.
Yeah.
I've never
Have you found a good way to get into the city? I've driven there. I've taken the train. And
my best way to get in there is the train because it takes you right there and nothing can stop it.
That might be the way to go. I've taken the subway there. That was okay.
The Orange Line is what we took when we were on our family vacation. We drove all over the East Coast, but obviously we went through Chicago on the way.
Sure.
And we stayed at a hotel next to Midway Airport.
Mm.
Is that what it's called, Midway?
Yep.
Yeah. And we just took the shuttle from the hotel to the airport, and then we got on the light rail. That was perfect. Everywhere.
Well, I've driven through Chicago so many times that if I'm traveling anywhere that I have to go by Chicago, I will purposely divert it by a good 3 hours.
You're like, it's worth my time. Like,
Bloomington, Illinois is a beautiful place. I will go toward Bloomington. I will go through Iowa. Sorry, Gail. I will go through Iowa to Dodge driving through Chicago because it is a nightmare.
That's
driving
funny.
Through Chicago.
I don't think I've never driven through Chicago.
I've only gotten through there.
I slept through driving through Chicago.
I've only gotten through there once in less than an hour, and I think it was just a pure miracle that even happened.
If you get there in the middle of the night, you're okay.
This was in the afternoon. This was like at 11 a.m.
Well, then you were in trouble.
It was.
Just before lunch.
Jesus had taken the wheel. I was coming up. Melissa was up here, and my father-in-law was in the hospital, and I was driving up, and I had Dylan was a year old, and then I had Addie and Reese, who were both like 8 or 9.
Oh, both of you.
And all of them slept through Chicago.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. The only way you do it.
And we just take it out. Flew right through there. So
when we went on that trip, Tab and I were switching back and forth driving. And I said, we must have stopped to fill gas or go to the bathroom or something. I said, do you just want me to take over? No, I'm fine. Just tell me when we get into Chicago. Just let me know. Okay, sounds good.
So
we're driving.
Like you don't just realize you're like, okay.
Well, it's like we weren't there yet. We were like,
I feel like you know when you hit Chicago.
Well, we were not there yet, but we were getting close. And she said, "Just let me know." And all
did
of
you
a sudden,
never say?
No, I never did. No, she's like driving like this, and I said, "Do you want to just get off and switch?" No, just let me know when we're getting to Chicago. I said, Tab, we're in Chicago. We're here.
We're already there. Remember that sign that says entering Chicago?
Yeah. Started about 10 miles back. Welcome to suburb of Chicago.
Yeah. Look up there. That's the L train right there.
That's funny. So she did a good job. We were good. So
I never had difficulty driving in Chicago. It's just you go about 3 miles per hour. For 3 hours.
I have a friend that like hates that he has to drive essentially from West Fargo to almost Moorhead.
Oh, it's a horrible drive.
For work. He's like, the traffic. And I was like,
oh my goodness. That's adorable.
Hold up. And I remember vividly, like after my Atlanta trip. And he was complaining about, and I was like, okay. So
Did
I
you
was
drive
just
you drove in
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Right?
Oh, I like
I
Atlanta.
Need you to stop talking.
I will say, now I that like I have Atlanta. To go down to the cities for work, I appreciate big city drivers because they at least know how to drive. Like, when I come back to Fargo-Moorhead, I get mad. I'm like, there is a blinker. You can use it. You can let people over. It flows.
Like, in Atlanta, like, I knew it was going to be bad, but there was one point where I was like, I have no idea what the speed limit is. I don't think it matters.
When Amy and I were in Atlanta, I was shocked at the number of lights
and
that you would come up on that I'd be like, oh, is it Tuesday at 4:30 till 5:55? Can't turn left here.
Yep.
Oh, you're like, wait, what day is it? What time is it?
Yes,
I don't
all
know.
Of a sudden it'll be like, oh, this street is now a northbound street.
Yes. It's closed.
At 3 o'clock, we will switch to a southbound. And I was like, excuse me?
What happens if you're there at 2:59?
They have that in Seattle, too, where all of a sudden it's like, they have them in the cities, you can only drive here between 9 and 3, mm-hmm. and then it becomes something else entirely.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to circle back on the tsunami deal, I was completely wrong. They can get a devastating tsunami in the Pacific Northwest.
According to?
Well, that's just the thing. This could Ryan. Be this could be misinformation from the dnr.washington.gov.
Ryan, there's only one thing I want to hear.
That you can have a tsunami.
It's fine. It's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. All you have Everybody to say is, you were right, I was wrong.
You're the best.
You're the best.
I'm the worst. That Ryan Janke is... Don't you have some questions?
Yeah. And that's you're the one that's supposed to be like keeping us on track, sir.
Yeah. Me? No way.
You're the one with the sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Listen, we're
you're the only one with an actual laptop.
All of our friends on that podcast listening, just so you know, this is after Easter. And mm-hmm. so, as one of the pastors of the church, I'm out of words. I used them all up.
See you at Christmas. You got like, I need my recharge time. I got nothing.
Thanks for joining us for that podcast. Don't forget, you can find all of our services online every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a tradition service or 10:30 a.m. for a modern service. You'll find them at atonement.live, atonementfargo.org, or on YouTube, where you can also find all of our library of content. So thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on another riveting episode of that podcast.